Okay. I want to say a few quick things tonight. First is, I was originally planning to talk, sort of concluding our series on spiritual growth here at the Light. I was planning on concluding that tonight, but we're going to bump that to next week. And so just as kind of a precursor to what that will be, I want to mention a few things. Next week we'll be talking about, we've been talking about these four pillars of growth, and next week I want to talk about some of the practical ways that we journey in that as the church. And I want to talk about this topic of covenant and how covenant plays into the journey of growth that God desires for us and our relationship to each other in that as the church. And so we're going to talk about covenant next week a little bit, and covenant as something that God has established with his people. We are a covenant family through Jesus, and specifically how that plays out for us as the local body, and what that should mean for our relationships with each other. So we're going to talk about covenant. We're also going to talk about communion, some of the sacraments that we actually participate in every week, one being communion, but also some of the sacraments that are part of a healthy, growing church, specifically baptism. So we're going to cover those three things, covenant, communion, and baptism, and actually the role of covenant weaves its way into all both of those other pieces in a beautiful way. So come for that next week. Also with that, directly following service next week, we will have family dinner as always, but we are going to be having a second installment of Covenant Family for anyone who is looking to be a part of Covenant Family here. I'll explain more of what that means, what that entails, and again, how it connects to that larger piece of really being the covenant family of God. So if you haven't been to the previous time that we've talked about that, I would encourage you to plan and stay and be a part of that next week. I just want to share for a few minutes something that has kind of been playing out the past few weeks for me. And I feel like it's something that in some way, shape, or form right now is relevant for everyone. And my birthday was 2 weeks ago, and leading up to that weekend, I had an invitation to go to a sort of regional-wide prayer gathering that was this overnight stay, and I was kind of not really wanting to go and be a part of that, and so I had my birthday, which was the second of these 2 days, as kind of an excuse to not show up, because you know, when you get invited to pray as a pastor, you can't just say no. I mean, you can, but it doesn't look good. I'll just be honest with you, you know, there's a pressure there, and obviously not a good one, but I didn't really want to go, but I didn't feel like I could just say no, so I was like, I'm pretty sure my wife has something planned for me on my birthday, so I won't be in attendance, and if it had just been left there, then I wouldn't have gone to this event, but the guy who invited me, he was pretty persistent, and he said, please, I want you to be there. He's like, I'll cover your cost for you to go, and he's like, oh, and by the way, I'll jump out of a cake if that makes you show up. And I was like, you know what? I don't think that's really necessary, but if you want to cover my cost, all right, I'll be there. I'll be there for this event. And so I went, and as I was driving there, it was about an hour away, and I was driving there with very little expectation, if any, and with that, very little expectancy, if any. I was just going because somebody asked me to. And That night was just a really powerful evening, and it was, I really felt like, for me personally, it was just this humbling reminder that, of what, something we've been talking about in this series about God pursuing us. And I think one of the ways that looks is that even when we don't have our own growth on our radar, even when we're not expecting that a moment will produce an encounter with God, it still can. And I believe that that's true because in many ways it isn't up to us. And at the very least, it doesn't start with us. I mean, we can't conjure up encounter with God. But we can rest in the amazing truth that God is always desiring for us to encounter Him. And just the way that Rebecca shared, creation is actually this ongoing invitation to encounter God. But I think there's also not just creation, but difficult moments in our day, Monday morning when we're facing tasks at work or responsibilities at home or whatever it is, there's actually this ongoing invitation to encounter God and to know Him and for Him to reveal Himself to us. And I just, I think that's such a powerful reminder, and especially in the moments where it happens and it surprises us, I think those kind of moments are reminders that that actually God is wanting to do this more often than we think. And so that night, I just felt like God was saying, like, I had this gift for you, for your birthday. I wanted to give you this thing. And I'm so glad that you were here to receive it. And I was humbled by that. I was humbled by it that someone would go out of the way to not only ask me, but ask me again. And I felt God through that. I was humbled by the people who had given so much for that time so that people could encounter God in that event. And I was humbled by just the fact that even when I had very little expectancy for God to do something, that He still did. And I want to speak that tonight into our hearts to just say that even if you're in that place, I just believe that God's goodness is so much bigger than whatever we might be lacking in bringing to the relationship, whatever we might be lacking in expecting of Him. It's a good thing He doesn't rely on our expectations or expectancies, because they're so meager compared to His goodness, really. And it never adds up. Even when we're expecting, God still has a way of doing something way bigger than that. And to the point where we're just like, God, it was so much better than I imagined it could be, because my imagination is limited, and my ability to imagine what Your goodness will look like when it unfolds is limited. So fast forward, I feel like this happened again, but it happened in a way that there was something that I felt like God gave me where He was encouraging me to see the connection to His wanting to give and our willingness to receive. Because I do believe there's a connection there. I do believe that God is always wanting to give, and He's got more than enough to give, and He's got His heart is always on to give. But I do believe there is a connection oftentimes to God's willingness and desire to give and our willingness and readiness to receive. See, because even though I didn't go with much expectation, when I got there, I was just like, God, I had a moment where I said, God, I'm glad I'm here. And it was almost like He reminded me, I've brought you here for a reason. And for me, that was the shift, where I was then able to begin to expect and able to begin to position myself in a place to receive. And I think that's really important. There was an event here Friday night. I really wish that you guys had been able to be here for it. It was very last minute, spur of the moment. And really what it was a group of mainly older folks who, most of them from Pennsylvania, who really had Baltimore on their heart, so much so that they said, we want to come to Baltimore, we want to find a place to pray for the city, to worship God, and worship God for his plans and purposes for Baltimore, and to just deposit something in the city for what God wants to do. How cool is that? So there we were on a Friday night, 50, 60, 70-year-old folks, mostly in the room. It was weird. It was this weird reversal of what I normally see, and I was standing up there, and I'm like, what is going on right now? It was like this glimpse, if we just continue to hang out for a little while longer, of what will look like eventually, you know, as the Light Church, which was kind of cool. And I was struck by a few things. One, I was struck by just the fervor in their worship. And I told them this. I said, you know, you guys really blessed me in your willingness and your desire to praise God. And not only that you would drive all the way to be here, but just that you would be so excited to connect with him and to pray for a city that's not your own. And not only that, but honestly, even as I was there that night and leading up to that night, I was sort of debating, am I going to go to it? I was like, as the kind of post-church, the Methodist church was sort of helping facilitate. I wasn't sure what my place needed to be, but I was like, I should probably go. And I told Rebecca this earlier in the week. I was just sensing like God was saying, you know what? Why don't you just go and see what happens? Why don't you just go and see what happens? And I thought to myself, and I was like, you know what? It almost feels like there's nothing to lose. It almost feels like there's nothing to lose and there's everything to gain by just going and seeing what God might want to do. And I didn't feel like he was promising something or saying, I'm going to do something amazing, but it was almost like this subtle invitation, why don't you just go and see what happens? And so I said, okay, I'm going to go. I'm going to be there for that time. And I showed up, and I mean, it was good, but to be honest, like, about halfway through, I was like, okay, I'm kind of ready to go home now. These folks are putting me to shame. Like, they have three times the amount of energy that I have. I just want to go home and take a nap. So I was like, I was kind of in that mindset, ready to go home. And then I felt God saying, you can leave early, but if you stay, I have something for you. Like a surprise, you know? And I was thinking, oh, that's interesting, God. I was like, what do you have for me? And I just felt like he said, I have somebody I want you to meet. And if you stay, you're going to get a chance to meet them, and it's going to be good. So I was like, oh, this is interesting. And it was just one of these moments that I felt like God was just showing me how, you know, he doesn't force us into encounter. He doesn't force us into the good things that he has for us. And in that way, he's looking for a willingness on our behalf. He's looking for just that little mustard seed of faith to say, God, what if I'm where you are? Would it actually make a difference? What if I show up in the possibility that you would do something? What if I put myself in an attitude and a position of just thinking and expecting that If I find myself where you are, something good. And so I said, okay, what do I have to lose? And so I'll stay. And so I stayed to the end. And at this point, I just was thinking, it was on my radar now in a way that I hadn't been before. Okay, God, who am I going to meet tonight? And Right after the event was over, I ran into a guy who was a local guy and had been friends with the guy who was facilitating the event, and we just started talking, and it was really good. We kept talking, and it was like half an hour, and then he's like, I'm going to introduce you to my wife, and his wife comes over, and I'm like, these people are some of the sweetest people I've ever met, and we just kept talking, and they were just encouraging, and I was sharing with them just what God's doing here and what God's doing in my life. And they're asking me questions like, what is your dream? And I'm like, I don't know. That's like crazy. But I just begin to share a little bit of like some of what God's put on my heart and on our heart as a family and our heart as a church. And they said, you know, we just want to pray for you. What a blessing. I'm like, okay, I could really use that right now. And they just poured out, and it was powerful. And I wrote them today, and I just told them, I said, thank you. You don't realize how much that meant to me, but it was really needed. And I just was floored. I was floored as I went home that night of just thinking how God, he just is continuing to deposit good things, and he wants to give more. He wants to give more. Even when we least expect it, even when our anticipation isn't there, even when it feels like our faith isn't there. And so I just want to pray into that tonight. And I want to, I don't actually have any scriptures, except the one that comes to mind for me is this word that Jesus said. He said, whoever receives a prophet in the name of a prophet receives a prophet's reward. And he goes on to say, whoever receives a righteous person, the name of a righteous person, receives the righteous person's reward. And that may sound confusing to you, but I think at the really core of it, what Jesus was talking about was if we have room in our heart for what God wants to give, then we'll actually be able to receive it. If we open ourselves up to what God wants to give, then we'll be able to receive it. And that's what I want to pray into. I want to pray into that place of what God wants to give, and he's so ready and willing to give, collide with even just the tiniest willingness and on our part to receive it. And it even just the moment where God is able to get our attention to that. That's what I'm going to pray for. So let's pray into that. Yeah, God, I just thank you. You're so good. You're so good. You're so good to us. And you you pursue us. And you pursue us. And you pursue us. And it's been that way. It's been that way forever. And God, I thank you that this thing called encountering you and knowing you more, it's not initiated by us, it's initiated by you. And I thank you that even our limited imaginations and our meager expectations cannot stop you from continuing to pursue us and continuing to pour out and continuing to give and continuing to plan good plans for your creation, for your children, for your people. But God, I also thank you that this thing is relationship. And in relationship, God, you're looking for a response. And you are trying to get our attention. And you're inviting us and you're wooing us into actually participating with you. And so God, I pray. Right now for our hearts and our minds, in whatever way we've limited you, in whatever way our expectations have been meager, God, just override that with more of your goodness, more of your generosity. But I also pray, God, that you would change our thinking in that way, and that you would get our attention. Whether it's, I just feel like even on the simplest of things this week, I believe you want to encounter us. I believe you want to speak profoundly into our lives. I believe you want to overwhelm us with your goodness. And so, God, we ask that you would get our attention. And God, we, even right now, we pray that that our hearts and minds would be alert to you, that we would see you. And I ask, Holy Spirit, that you would help make that possible, that you would help make that happen, that when you speak, when you woo us, that we would have eyes that are open to see it, and for ears and a spirit that's ready to respond, so that we can taste of your goodness, taste and see just how good you are. So that how we could actually be the conduit for that same thing for someone else that's not looking for it, that doesn't have expectations, that you would just surprise them, God. So surprise us first, so that we could be a part of a surprise for somebody else.